A small community in Northwest BC needs more students to join its local school this year. Port Edward Elementary School was built and opened by the municipality in 2013. It has 3 classrooms and hosts children from kindergarten to grade 5. We're currently at 8 students. We need 9 to fulfill the school board's mandate for full enrollment, said Port Edward's Mayor Knut Jorndal. We've got to encourage people to send their kids to the school in Port Ed so we can keep that school. It'd be a terrible shame if the school district closed it. Andrew Samoyle, the superintendent of School District 52, asserts the school is not currently being considered for closure. However, low enrollment can make it economically unviable and insufficient to cover the school's expenses. The district receives special funding for the category of small, rural schools. Ideally, Port Edward Elementary should have between 9 and 20 students, said Samoyle. A number within that range also provides students greater opportunities for social interaction and enhanced learning activities. Samoyle noted that even in the past when the Ministry of Education provided base funding to the school, it didn't cover all costs during years of very low enrollment. There have been highs with around 14 students and lows with just 5. The mayor worries that if the school closes, parents will have to transport their children 15 kilometers away to schools in Prince Rupert each morning. For kids kindergarten to grade 5, you definitely need a school within walking distance, said Jorndal. Port Ed School does not offer French immersion programs. As a result, parents in Port Ed who chose this option for their children have them enrolled in schools in Rupert. Currently, these parents drive their children to school each morning because no school bus service is available for this route. Busing kids of that age is not the preferred method. So if they close the school, it may force the parents to have to drive these kids to school, or they'll have to put on another bus from the school district to take 7 or 8 kids that currently go to our kindergarten to grade 5 to Prince Rupert. That's not a very good option either, said Jorndal. He noted that some young parents recently relocated to Port Edward, which fortunately brought them 3 more students this year. We've got to try to attract more people with young kids. If the young people keep moving to Port Ed, and those people that have children, they put them in the school in Port Ed, that'll bring up our enrollment, said the mayor. The school district and staff are collaborating with the mayor and council to attract more students, ensuring they have a richer and more vibrant educational experience. Soon, the school district will distribute a survey to Port Edward residents to help develop a plan for the school's future. Currently, 1 teacher and an educational assistant help educate the elementary school students. Enrollment typically occurs by the end of June, with the school year starting in September. Specialists from Prince Rupert travel to Port Edward to assist students with special needs.